Welcome to the podcast. My name is David Shannon, and these are the chats I wish I could have had with someone as I've created life as a full-time musician. If you're on that road and you need a friend, or you need to hear the same stories and struggles that you're going through from another human's mouth, you're in the right place. Connect with me at davidshannon.com and let's move you into that space where you're really thriving and sharing your gifts with the world. Let's go. Welcome back to the podcast. I am recording this literally, it is just before 8 a.m. on a Monday. So this is the time that this podcast should go out, and it's not created. So it's obviously going to be uploading a little bit later in the schedule. And we have missed 2 weeks. There's been 2 weeks without a podcast. And I know it says every Monday, every week, there's a podcast from me talking about music, life, all sorts of different bits and pieces. Really with the goal of having you be a more fulfilled, happy human, specifically around music and following, not even music really, but following what you love and enjoy doing, which is what I've done along with the dance of, you know, navigating my own personal, what should we say, insecurities and barriers, challenges, all those things. All of us are doing this all the time. There's no difference between you and I. We have the same thing, and just along the way, when we're kind of trying to choose where do I go, what do I do here, with overall life decisions, it can be very, very interesting. And sometimes we take the risky path that, you know, it leads to fulfillment. Sometimes we're like, you know what, I just want to be safe and comfortable and, you know, secure in the way the world works, and just, I'm going to do this because I know the outcome. And it's like, it's not risky, but it's, you know, it's going to work kind of thing. So, this is an interesting lead-in, isn't it, on a Monday morning, to a podcast titled Break the Rules. And I maybe mean this in a slightly different way than it might be interpreted, but I want to share a story from a coach in a situation that I was being coached. And a lot of what this coaching program was setting non-negotiable tasks, things that 100% you're going to do. Literally, like with what this podcast is, every Monday, right, 8 a.m., except obviously we've missed a couple. And I remember doing all these things, you know, you'd wake up, have days where your thoughts are wildly different than the action going to be taken, or just even as soon as the alarm clock goes off and you're getting up and you're like, nothing about my body works at this hour. I've had not enough sleep, all the mental chatter, but you get up and you do it anyway. And I remember doing all these things, like I felt great for it, and you will too if you set certain things for yourself and you just do them regardless of what your that voice in your head says. It is a really, really cool thing and a great training ground. Someone I follow described it as like building the muscle of overcoming yourself, which is, I think, an amazing description of it. But the story is, I was chatting with my coach and I've been going through all these things and like putting a lot of pressure on myself to do the tasks, but not congratulating myself on actually, that's actually an incredible thing to just stick to what you said you'd do. And I remember having this chat with my coach, and I assumed he just did everything all the time, you know, like these are my list of things. Very powerful, amazing human that I'm very grateful to. But anyway, he's like, you know what? Last night I didn't do my workout. I was like, been traveling. Was like, man, I'm incredibly tired, and went to bed and didn't do his workout. And in that moment, I was like, what the fuck? Like, your whole program is about doing the things you said, and then you didn't forget, you just went, oh, I'm incredibly tired, I'm not doing it tonight. And it was a beautiful aha moment for me, which is why I'm sharing this. And I think I've found an interesting balance for myself between being like, hey, this is absolutely the thing. The podcast, Monday, 8 a.m., goes out every week, except for when it sometimes doesn't. And that's been a really nice grace for me, because I would typically beat myself up. I remember as a conscious choice, it was a Sunday night, that literally, same sort of thing, thoughts running through my head, man, I've had a massive week, there's been a lot going on, I gotta record the podcast. I was like, just no, there's not gonna be a podcast this week. And then the interesting thing that I find, though, this for me is the hardest podcast to record, is taking a break away and coming back and being like, okay, I have to, there's like, I have to regenerate myself, I have to restart and create this again. So hence starting this podcast, letting you all know that it's basically the time that this should go out. And so I think for me, breaking the rules sometimes means you're not going to do the things you said you would, or you're going to have to just like, actually, what might be more valuable here is changing some stuff. If I hadn't had a break from the podcast, we wouldn't have today's episode. Again, I don't know how valuable this will be to some of you or not. But regardless of that, this podcast, this particular episode wouldn't exist quite like it does if I hadn't taken that break from recording. So sometimes there's a funny way that things play out, and for me, one of the things I've had to learn is like, maybe the things that are set out aren't perfect, aren't exactly the way it should go. You know, on the one hand, there's doing everything by the book and just being like, this is the thing, I'm going to do it to the best of my ability, and you know, turn up every week, 8 a.m. recorded, podcast sorted. And then there's the other side that goes, actually, maybe just changing things here is a better option. So just going back to music, an example of this is, in New Zealand, what's standard is 3 45-minute sets for like a venue gig. And it can be nice just to be like, okay, cool, I'm going to do the thing. I'm going to play my 45-minute set, take a break, 45-minute set, break. 45 minutes set, take a break. But also, if the crowd's vibing and you've got a good crew that are into it, you're both going to get more energized from that. And it might mean you're like, you know what, today I didn't take a break, or I took one break randomly in the middle when it's like my energy was fading, or it felt like an appropriate moment. And it's like, did you technically do what you were set out to do? No. What you were contracted to do, I should say. No. You did something different. And there can be an interesting combo of obviously your relationship with a venue and that sort of thing as well. There's times when you definitely just need to do what is laid out and set to do. But sometimes performing, I've found, even though I should be on stage playing, it's like sometimes it might be a better choice for the whole night to go just put your guitar down and be like, I'm getting some props from your, you know, photo booth, and I'm just going to come back and wear these, and there might be a few minutes without any music because this feels like a fun thing to do. So a little story, I'm going to wrap it up there because I could talk on this for a very long time, but I hope that's given you just some insight into, if you stop practicing and you said you're going to do it every day, that's okay. Realize at some point you're probably going to want to start again. It's probably a good commitment to have. And that first day, you're probably not going to feel like it. You're going to have more thoughts. Those thoughts, you tend to listen to them a little bit more when you've, like, they have more weight when that voice is like, ah, you know, you've got other things to do, etc. Whatever the thoughts are. Whereas if you do something consistently every week, every day, those thoughts become, I would say, a little bit softer. They might still be there, but your ability or that muscle that you build to overcome yourself becomes a little bit stronger. So whatever time this podcast actually releases into the wild today, I hope you've enjoyed it, and thanks for tuning in, and we will see you next Monday at 8 a.m. Have a good week.